This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The Republican Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, is almost certainly headed for a felony fraud trial in 2017, now that the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals today declined to have the indictments thrown out. Dallas Morning News reporter Lauren McGaughey has been covering this story from the beginning, and she's here now to talk to us about it. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for talking to us. So eight of nine justices on the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals are Republican, just to clarify. What did they say to Paxton's arguments?
Well, they actually didn't say anything, to be honest. They just issued a rejection to his appeal to have his indictments thrown out. So they didn't give any real explanation other than they weren't going to take up the case. And that means that, like you said, almost certainly the attorney general will be facing a jury of his peers sometime next year.
Can you remind us what Paxton's accused of?
Sure. He's facing two first-degree felony indictments and one third-degree felony charge. The two first-degree indictments stem from allegations that he duped investors into buying stock in this startup tech company up in North Texas in McKinney, where he lives, without telling them that he was getting a commission off of them investing. So we found out that it's about $840,000 of investment is what he brought in, and he got 100,000 shares from the company for doing that. And then the third degree felony charge stems from an allegation that he was funneling some of his friends and clients to an investment advisor without being registered with the state as an investment advisor representative. He was also getting a commission off of those individuals as well.
What kind of sentence could he face if he's found guilty?
He faces up to 99 years in prison. That's the maximum sentence for a first-degree felony in Texas. But it can be, you know, as low as 10 years, and also tens of thousands of dollars in fines. We won't know for a very long time what kind of sentence he'll be facing because of the broad range of the charges. And, you know, we're many, many months away even from the jury trial kicking off.
And what's Paxton's response to this been?
Paxton has denied any culpability at all for any of the charges, the first degree and the third degree charges. He has said that the charges are politically motivated. One of the persons that has brought the allegations that he was duped into this investment is actually another Republican member of the state house that he used to serve with, Byron Cook. He's actually a chairman in the state house. And Paxton has said that this is, you know, a political attack on him from a Republican that he has painted as not conservative enough. This has actually colored a lot of the recent elections in North Texas, with people really taking a side either for Paxton or for Cook and against Paxton in this whole case. So it's really kind of thrown the political world, especially among Republican circles up there in North Texas, into a bit of a tizzy over this.
Lauren, what happened last week in regards to a civil lawsuit against Paxton by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission?
Yeah, this is really important to note. So Paxton was facing both state criminal charges and federal civil charges from these same allegations. Last week, a federal judge tossed out the federal case, saying that the Securities and Exchange Commission didn't prove that he did anything wrong and that he had to tell these investors that he was getting a commission off of their investments. The federal government does have 14 days to come back and try to revive that. They can file new claims or new evidence. But there's kind of a disagreement amongst experts whether that will play any role or shed any light into what might happen in the state criminal case. Some people say, you know, there's really no way to know because federal charges, these are civil charges compared to criminal, and the cases could be presented in totally different ways by totally different people. And then other people say it can't be a good sign for prosecutors here in the state of Texas. So we're really just going to have to wait and see really what kind of a case the feds come back with if they do choose to refile these charges against Paxton, and then how the state prosecutors choose to present this case to a jury up in Collin County, which is where Paxton was elected to his state house and his state senate seat, and he still enjoys a lot of support up there in North Texas.
Lauren McGaughey is a reporter with the Dallas Morning News, talking to us about the news today that the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has declined to have Ken Paxton's indictments thrown out. You can read her reporting at dallasnews.com, and you can follow her on Twitter at L McGaughey. Lauren, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks again.